I'm Raghav from Surat. I visited the Nandgram farm in Gujarat and I was wanted to know something that I saw was unique to the 21st century. Why do they not use electricity there? Thank you.
You visited Nandgram. Why do they not use electricity? Ask them. Why are you asking me? Why not? Look and see how they're living. You can get, no doubt, these modern conveniences, life is more comfortable. But to get that comfort, you have to accept so much discomfort. So you can come home to a home with a fan, electric fan running, which is cooler in the summer. You have to work hard all day. And you have to live in a polluted city and forget Krishna. They don't pay you in a job for remembering Krishna. They pay you for giving your manmana bhavam. You have to surrender and give your life and soul to the company you're working for. So there are some, no doubt it's a more comfortable life in some ways, but then you have to accept so much discomfort. And the worst thing is, the whole society is geared for forgetting Krishna. So we want to live very simply, keep life very simple. Otherwise, once you get electricity, then you want to have so many so-called facilities, and then bring in the washing machine and the computer and the internet, and you have to pay for it. Then you have to go out from the underground every day to do a job to pay for it all. Or you may think, well, why am I working like that? Why am I working on the land? I can earn more money in the city. So then the farm becomes a suburb of the city, that's all. As we've seen in many of our ISKCON farms. And the devotees live on the farm and they go and work in the city and come back. And the whole point is lost. So to understand the answer to this question, first of all, you have to understand what we're doing here in the first place. Why are we here? What's the point? The point is to conjointly develop Krishna consciousness, and we find that no electricity is more conducive for that overall. If you can understand the point of living together in Krishna consciousness, then everything becomes understandable. If we don't accept this point, then we won't be able to understand anything. But actually, even there are so many non-devotees who prefer to live off the grid. Well, they live off the grid, but then they produce their own electricity locally. They like to live simply away from the cities. The city life is increasingly hellish. People don't feel safe even in their own home. They don't. Yeah. I had an interview last year. I was in England. I had an interview for some local newspaper about the town I grew up in. So it's presenting me as an unusual ex-resident of Hemel Hempstead. So they asked what I used to do. I used to go and play in the evening soccer in the park, but I think they don't do that nowadays. People, they're afraid to let their kids go outside because they're afraid they'll be kidnapped, molested, murdered. So they keep their kids inside, and their kids sit at home and play computer games and become obese. And so they're afraid. It's a, such a society, they're afraid to let your children outside. Another reason you may be afraid to let your children outside is to breathe the air. It's so bad. There's a huge business in China, it'll probably come to India, of filters, which filters the air in your house so that it's not poisonous like the air outside. So people, their house becomes like a prison. It's always blocked. They don't allow the air from outside. It only comes through some filters, and there are so many poisons in the air, and there are certain filters which, apart from all the dust and the soot, they filter out the poisons. So you have to spend, only the rich people can afford these things. Oh, and what was I going to say? You're not even safe in your own house, as my stepmother told me a few years ago when I visited her in England with my father, that she was just in her house and she was alone in the kitchen. All of a sudden, there was some guy in the house with a knife and just walked in the house. He was drugged and looking for money for more drugs. So it's a very dangerous society. And it'll come to that gradually. In India also. Now in Punjab they're talking, it's a major social problem is drug use. It'll come to Gujarat also. Must be already on the way, starting. Probably the more educated are using it. I don't know exactly. So these communities are a protest against your nasty civilization.